Alderman Wilhelm.
Are we done with this item, or?
Yeah, unless you got a question.
Well, I was going to ask to take up another item that might be relevant. Are we going to G8, or which item are you planning?
I thought we'd go back to G8, but...
Maybe we should let the police chief go home.
I'd be happy to let the chief... I'd be happy to let the chief, not the inspector, and the acting captain go home. All right, so that is agenda item... item G10. This is an ordinance to create Chapter 238 of the Municipal Code relating to pawnbrokers, secondhand article dealers, and secondhand jewelry dealers. Mr. Police Chief, and I do have a question on this.
Just a little history. Back in 2010, we had a cash for gold business move into the city. Police Department was unaware the business was coming in. It caused us some concern. The business did move out subsequently, but I did, at the time, ask the city attorney to draft the ordinance that if another business similar came in, that we would have some ability to license it and monitor the transactions that occur at cash for gold or pawn shops, because these types of businesses are known to deal in stolen property on occasion. And we felt an ordinance to enhance our ability to monitor the transactions would be the benefit to the city in reducing stolen property being fenced in our city and subsequently increase in burglaries, which it has shown to have occurred in other communities.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for that.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion to adopt an ordinance to create Chapter 238 of the Municipal Code related to licensing, monitoring, and video surveillance of pawnbrokers, secondhand article dealers, and secondhand jewelry dealers. So I've inserted licensing, monitoring, and video surveillance of right before pawnbrokers.
I'll second that.
I think Alderman Mayor did, didn't you?
Yeah, but yeah. It doesn't matter. Doug can have it.
Okay, Alderman. Couple of questions regarding that. First of all, for the chief, this ordinance does not apply to jewelry stores who also deal in exchanges, trade-ins, and what many people call estate jewelry. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mr. City Attorney, any issues with the motion? Okay.
Just puts content that's already in the proposed ordinance into the motion.
Correct. Exactly what I want.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Oh, by the way, Acting Captain Magno is now, are you acting yet?
As of the 13th.
He acts all the time.
As of April 13th, Sergeant Kevin Magno will be Acting Captain Magno, and will become permanent sometime after June 3rd, after Captain Lowell, his time is off the books for the city, and the Fire and Police Commission make appointment permit.
Yeah, we better talk about that. Congratulations, Sergeant Captain. Okay. G8. Park development and park impact fee expenditure options. Mr. Liberta, I ask you that your presentation take note specifically of what we talked about earlier this evening. So, the floor is yours.
Well, in July of 2014, we presented something, a strategy to try and make sure we began spending some park money so we would have impact fee expenditures. Between Pleasant View and discussions that were going on with Kayla's crew, that sort of some of the other strategies were put on hold. After there was some delay in citing Kayla's crew. I was concerned that there would still be issues, and I continue to have concerns that the necessary amounts that need to be spent in park expenditures that have impact fee applicability before the middle of April of 2016 occur, because these expenditures don't occur overnight. So staff sat, went through the budgets, went through the corp, went through just general brainstorming, and tried to pull out an updated list from what you saw in 2014 of things that could move forward quickly to ensure not only if Kayla's crew doesn't get some expenditures to occur before the middle of June this year, but to ensure that we make it through the winter and stay ahead of the potential need to return park impact fee. So we've identified four potential projects that all have the ability to move forward quickly. Just listing them for the record, there is a potential for a restroom in Market Square near St. Martin's Gazebo, beginning the process for mini parkland acquisition, which has been in the corp and is in the budget for this year, but we recognize some need to have some neighborhood discussions and public input in those areas, because although it's in the corp, there weren't public meetings on those issues while it was in the court, when it was put in the court. Purchase of playground equipment. There's some expectations with these mini parks if they're going to move forward. We could actually purchase some equipment as a commodity that's applicable for the park as we're finding the land and properly store it so it wouldn't lose any life, be damaged at all, and each of those purchases could be in the neighborhood of $50,000 per park. So with three, potentially four parks, you could spend about $200,000. So that help you move a month further down the line, and that's the kind of expenditure that could be made in the winter if need be, if you're not intending to install. And probably the single largest piece of those that could be done quickly is Pleasant View Shelter. It is in the budget right now for a slightly smaller amount, but one thing that could make it go quickly, and this idea, there was a lot of discussion at a recent meeting about the need for additional shelters and lack of shelter space that community is using, and to do this quickly, we could simply, with very little modification, take the shelter that is absolutely gorgeous in Lion Legend 2 and replicate it there with incorporating the change orders that occurred and one or two minor things that staff has, you know, learned with it there. And so that could be bid out very quickly, and a contract could even be written such that it had some prepayment component so that there's some expenditure made. You can have plenty of financial protection so that there's no risk to any prepayment that you make, but you have the expense occur. So since it was in the budget and it's a substantial cost with a design already, that was clearly one of the best options to be able to secure some park spending for something that's in the plan and in the budget and potentially ready to go.
Alderman Willen.
Well, I like the effort that was put forward to this and where it's going. I am concerned we still have yet to address, like, the community need about the larger park. And I'm wondering why we are kind of going to, if I could say, to come up with a better word, piddle our money away on all these smaller projects, and rather than just doing the one large community project that this community has been asking for so long.
I do address that on the bottom of number five at the end of it, which is the Southwest park. I presume that's what you're referring to if you look at the corp. Staff is happy to move forward with that, but we also believe that's likely to be a bit of a longer discussion in identifying a significant parcel that we can then move through the purchase.
Well, the land that we have in our park plan is for sale. It's been for sale. So I don't understand why we haven't looked into that at this point. We have impact fees that, you know, we're talking about have to be given back.
Again, the park plan identified general areas of land, but there weren't neighborhood discussions at the time the corp was done on that actually finally being the definitive piece. It's established for a geographic center or geographic area so we could map it. As you saw today, the concerns about public input, public discussion before something would be cited and selected. I would have no problem moving that in up, and you could maybe even do that as quickly as you could do the mini parks, even though the mini parks don't take as much space. You do have three of them, so it's maybe a little more work. But it might be something you could add to that list and keep that moving as well, because land acquisition, those discussions can occur in the winter. So,
well, the price of land is only going up, and it was down at a pretty low rate. So, we keep hearing this from residents that they want a community gathering. We could have done that at Fleming Park, but that didn't happen. So now we're back looking at having to buy land again to make that happen if we're going to do that. And it's that Franklin Park site has been in the corp plan for as long as I can ever remember. And it's been in our master plan. So it's not like it's never been discussed or brought before the public. It's just that we've never acted upon it.
I would have no problem moving number five from the alternatives that we don't think we can do to moving it up to number five in the alternatives that we do.
Okay, so right now the recommendation actually starts at the top of the page before number four on the Pleasant View. Is that it just ended up that way?
No, what I provided was a list of four items and a recommendation for each one that you can give us direction if we can move forward with each of those items. I did not provide one motion that said do all four.
Oh, I guess I didn't.
So that's out. So each of those first numbered items has a recommendation. With the restroom Market Square, it was direct staff to prepare a rough site plan and cost estimate and bring it back as soon as practicable, because that is not something that's been discussed much, but just about anyone we brainstormed this to said, yeah, we could really use that. People would use it more for weddings. We haven't communicated with people in the neighborhood, so get that process moving, because again, it may be something where a bathroom could be purchased and ordered and paid for over the winter, and you may not have an installation till spring.
And how does this, because the agenda item says park development and park impact fees, how does this fit in with impact fees and matches and budget items? What are our matching costs here? And we can make motions to move forward with some of these, but what's the bottom line as far as the impact on the budget?
These parks would have the presumption is the parks would be approximately 40% paid by impact fees. There's a potential that it could be in one of the higher categories and get slightly more than that. Before we started working on exactly breaking that out, as you can see, most of these require some discussion, some site plan work, or going and trying to identify specific parcels. So we would run parallel with that the specific funding strategies and funding results. Probably the one that's easiest is the Pleasant View, the same ratio that was used for
right,
that
and so that takes care of the impact fee ratio. But what about the question was about the budget ratio?
Where I'm not concerned is one of the items that we do have in the budget with available appropriations is the trail that right now North Cape Trail has a significant appropriation. So it's really just a matter of taking appropriations already in the budget and moving their intended source. So it would still take a budget modification for one of those that isn't already spelled out. The mini parks would not, because that's already in the budget. Pleasant View Shelter would, because we'd be adding a considerable, we'd be increasing the size of it, but we have such a beautiful shelter to use. It makes sense to do it right, in my opinion.
Well, one of the things you say in here, expenditures, however, still have not occurred in land transfers that may, be a, may accelerate the application of impact fees have not yet occurred. Why don't we just do that?
Well, you can, but what you're really doing when you take that step is you're acquiring land through a donation, committing it as a park, and calling that your park expenditure, the value of the land. And you're reimbursing yourself a portion of that for creating this. We will then recommend that any money we do for that be rededicated to still be used in parks.
But wouldn't that be better than taking the money out of the budget? Having the match, the land match? I mean, I don't...
It will still be money in a budget. You're still going to any money that you accelerate through that process. Mm-hmm. I believe the finance director and myself and city attorney will still say you're very wise if you continue to dedicate that resource for a park, so you're converting it from an impact fee revenue that's subject to a deadline to general fund revenue, general fund revenue that you can then spend for these other park expenditures. But the bottom line is we do have a significant amount of park expenditures that need to occur to if you're going to adhere to the plan that was put forth for your park impact fees.
Right, and I need to occur, but not out of our budget, using impact fee matches rather than budget expenditures.
Well, you have to remember that those impact fee formulas that say you're limited to a certain percentage, that's a law. We have to.
And I'm not talking about that part.
Well, but
I'm
when you then do this other land transfer piece, you're still going to have other expenditures that use up that piece. I think you would be.
Well, right, but you don't have to use it all at once.
Let's try to move this along a little bit.
Well, this is important because you're asking us to move forward on spending money. And I'm trying to look at,
I'm not.
All right. There's an agenda item before us that has park development and park impact fee expenditure options. And we keep being told, pants on fire, got to use impact fees, or we're going to have to give them back. We have been hearing that. That's the whole thing that started the ball rolling on the Kalis crew and jumping in on that project is because Alderman Mayer was trying to be helpful with the pants on fire, we got to use impact fee issue. So here we have it. Now, on an agenda item that's on here where I tried to get something on the agenda, I wanted to know how these property matches were going to work. Because we have been told we can't do Kalis food, we can't move Kalis forward because we don't have these properties, and we can't do this because the properties. And if we only had, right in here in your own memo, if we only had land transfers that we accelerate the application of impact fees, which have not yet occurred. And here, why don't we just adopt these properties that we've had sitting in staff's box since May 2014 and move on with using the impact fees?
Alderwoman Mayer.
I guess I still have the floor. This item is coming up. It would have been appropriate to have this information the entire time that we've been pushing projects forward. Mayor, you have been asking this council to make decisions when you've been sitting on this package of properties since May 2014 that are ready to be adopted. And I don't like making decisions when I'm withheld information. And I tried to get this on the agenda, and you wouldn't allow it on the agenda. So I got another alderman, and you still wouldn't allow it on the agenda. And then I sent you an email saying I had two aldermen, and you finally put it on the agenda, but you didn't put this in the information in there for the aldermen. So how are any of the aldermen supposed to know that this document, this even exists?
Alderwoman Mayor, then Alderman Mayor.
I guess I just have a question. I'm confused as to exactly what this document is. My question was, where are we with the land donation from MMSD?
That is item...
Is this what this is?
G21.
Is this what this is?
I don't know what that is.
So you don't have this?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
May 28th of 2014.
You know, at some point, the mayor has got to speak for the mayor and not have people make statements for him. I don't have that document.
Mayor?
No. Sorry, Alderman Mayor's got the floor.
And then I did have a question regarding the Complete Streets Committee. Is that somebody?
Let's not be talking between each other over there. It's a violation of open meetings law.
Were they consulted on any ideas or anything like that to try to? Because these park impact fees can be used for trails and different things that they're working on.
No, after. No, staff did this entirely in very short turnaround after the veto wasn't overridden. I thought there might be some problems. We had a staff meeting that week, wrote it the next, put it on your agenda. So no, staff, this was entirely generated by staff because by our ordinance we have an obligation to inform you when we perceive there's a potential risk or issues regarding application of impact fees.
Well, is this something that needs to be addressed tonight, or is this something that could be tabled until the next meeting? And we can also, well, actually, the Complete Streets Committee meets April 23rd. I mean, how soon does this need to be addressed? We're moving forward with some stuff.
Most of the items you've mentioned don't impact Complete Streets Committee specifically. The park suggestions, like the build a shelter.
My question is, would the Complete Streets Committee be able to add to some of these ideas?
Absolutely. I mean, any other ideas can come up, and if it's something that can be moved forward, we tried to, the purpose of this project process was simply to try and find out what could we potentially move along to ensure that by the middle of April of 2016 we had sufficient projects moving forward. And so we looked at what was in the corp, what was in the budget. For example, the mini parks are in the budget, but we've never been given direction to get that process moving, get a conversation going, spend staff time finding land. So, you know, would that absolutely be completed by the middle of April? I can't guarantee you that it will. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I'm sorry, say that again. So you're saying this may not be completed by April?
No, I'm saying the item number two on my sheet. I think the city attorney is more up to speed with the land transfers because that was... I understood, sort of being conceived along with when Kayla's crew was part of the church and it was So it was sort of waiting for that package to come together. And as you all know, that has changed in the last few weeks, and there probably hasn't been time since then to consider picking that up. But not knowing that that is absolutely going to occur, when it's going to occur, exactly how quickly all the individual pieces and expenditures of Kayla's crew is going to fall together. I felt it was staff's obligation, specifically mine, according to the ordinance, to bring you recommendations and suggestions to say, hey, you have a potential issue here. So my recommendation is probably some of these expenditures that can be made, whether it's saying, hey, we know we're going to have mini parks, go buy the equipment for it. That's $150,000. Mini park, we know what our ratio is. If it's 40%, that's $60,000. That buys you part of another month. Keeps pushing that line back, because exactly when are these bills going to come in? Exactly when? We're going to take, I know one thing on this I want to work with the city engineer on is make sure he's got all of staff times in and equipment costs that we can allocate, because even if it's, you know, $10,000 of Jerry's department and equipment staff, that's a legitimate cost of the project. We can account for it, and we can make an appropriate expenditure for it. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure we don't run into that issue, but we needed some potentially bigger pieces, and to put it so we're not staring right at the line and wonder if it's going to happen, I would suggest one of these actual expenditures, which is we can probably consider the bathroom at St. Martin's fairly quickly. We know we can do the shelter very quickly, and we can buy some equipment very quickly.
Suzanne, you're still on the floor.
The reason that I'm asking about the complete streets is that I believe there was a letter sent out to the aldermen asking for their input on different trails and things like that in their districts. I don't know right now what that feedback has been, but that's a current thing that's going on, so I'd like to get something like that included, if any of the aldermen did respond to that. And then I guess I'd like to make a motion. I would like to table this item and be able to think about it until, I don't know, after the Complete Streets meeting, April 23rd.
Is there a second for that?
There's additional motions. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll second
still
that.
Want to talk.
It's been moved and seconded to table.
Okay. I guess I'd also like to make a motion to find out.
One at a time.
Okay, that's what I meant. I just don't want you to vote on tabling this, and then I don't get to make my next motion.
No, you will have the floor immediately after we vote on tabling. Time certain till the next council meeting?
No. It has to be after the 23rd, so what is that?
When are you coming back with a budget for tabling? Less than 30 days to make purchases, but we could yeah. Line up. We need what, $147,000 for June?
We need there's $10,000 with the park impact fees that reach their 10-year holding period in June, and then nearly $100,000 in July.
Okay, we need $1,000.
We can cover that. The reason I'm asking these questions is, frankly, we're not going to buy any mini parkland in the next 90 to 120 days. It's just not going to happen. We could do the restroom at Market Square, sure. We could buy and stock playground equipment. That's easy to do. And we could do Pleasant View shelter. I would rather have us think about this, especially if May 7th we come back with a budget for Kayla's crew and that'll take care of them. So I support this motion. So the motion is to table till May 7th. Yeah. 5th? Is that the date? May 5th? This motion?
Yes.
Thank you. And Dan, your second?
Second.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Mayor.
And then I'd also like to make another motion to get a update on the land donation from MMSD to find out where we are at with that and I guess what needs to be done in order to make that happen.
That would be G21.
Oh. All right, sorry.
Maybe we should move down to G21.
Alderman Mayor.
I move to table all non-essential items for the rest of the agenda. If we need 21, we can do 21.
We need to do 11 for sure. We need to do 12 for sure. It would be great if we could give some guidance as to the class and comp study. There are things we can take a pass on, but let's try to move forward on these items and get a few done. Alderwoman Mayor, Wilhelm.
I'd like to make a motion to move down to item 21, since that's what...
Update on transfer from MMSD land, Mr. City Attorney.
Actually, I'm prepared to speak on that.
Mr. City Attorney.
I believe I had the floor.
Mr. City Attorney's record.
Okay, then I'd like to have the floor after that.
Okay.
I received a copy of probably what that land was on July 23, because I opened it up during a phone call on Friday, from Warren Sumwalt in the Department of City Development, and that was right in the mix of looking at different development areas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And discussion, and I'm going to recall that the alderman for the district, as well as the council president, were part of viewing the Victory of the Lamb site and some potential access out on 116th Street, as well as separately calling MMSD, et cetera. So anyway, that was part of that process. The thought was, all right, this is a project. It's just like a real estate transaction, except it's two or three step. So you want all the documents correct, but you want a pro forma that you can use with all of it. So it was waiting on MMSD responses. MMSD was talking about getting from DNR, and the thought was to be consistent. There were Pleasant View area sites in this packet, and then there was the Hack property, the Butterfly property. So everybody at this council table knows what's been going on since over the last year in terms of work and items on an agenda. So that's the process it took. Ultimately, these extra properties beyond the Hack property, with I think there's 6, 7, 8 more, that was not even ever informational or known until Mayor met with the MMSD director. Off the top of my head, January 26th, and then there was just some mention of, well, there's other properties too that are could be donated. And staff met with MMSD staff. When was that? Somewhere in the last month, maybe, where we finally received the entire map, maybe within the last 6 weeks. So that's why it's been sitting there, and the final city planning manager prepared a report for DNR so they could further review their decision-making process with regard to that site. Maybe within the last 3 weeks, and that all came down to what the form of this document's going to take with regard to conservation land, what's there for access, et cetera, et cetera. The thought was to be consistent. Do it all together. Nobody was putting any time clocks on it or emergency calls that it had to be done yesterday like everything else. And so that's where it is. I'm trying to get it done. Somewhere in the last week, I said, we'll try and bring back all of these ready to go. We don't have all the individual property information, such as deeds, et cetera, from MMSD for all of these parcels. Try and bring it back for the next meeting. I see there's other tasks. In addition to the four three special council meetings in the last 2 weeks. Look at the agenda and what's going on here. So we'll still try and get them back here by the next meeting, but I cannot promise that because it's around the clock. So that's a simple version.
So MMSD is all ready to go. DNR is ready to go. With the paperwork, I'm Alderwoman Willow.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit different version on this. When I was wondering what was happening with the property, I was kept being told that we don't have the property, we don't have, everything's contingent on getting this property. And because I've worked 5.5 years with an organization working with this exact type of thing, I made a phone call, and that phone call led me to an email that was forwarded that here's what we sent to the city back in May of 2014. And that was this document. And they said they were waiting for the city to let them know that we would accept these properties because they're not going to take it before their commission and waste the committee's time if the city doesn't want them. So all we needed to do was put it on the agenda and let them know that they would be, we'd be willing to accept the properties and they would have moved forward. There isn't any DNR aspect on this, because the DNR just has the easements. It was the funding that was used. And I did have with me what the Hack property, because we were saying, I keep hearing this thing about the Hack property, and we need to know what the appraisal value is. And I misplaced the sheet, but I had it with me tonight on the value of the Hack property was in this document that was dated back in 2009. So there shouldn't have been any waiting on the price of the Hack property. It's just a matter of getting that information. So what I wanted to do was put this on the agenda and have us make a motion to let MMSD know that we are willing to accept these so they could take it through the commission and we could get this ball rolling. Now, I know you're going to come back with, well, it doesn't matter who goes first, but the bottom line is somebody has to go first. And if we're waiting for these properties, why aren't we the ones to go first and accept these, and it solves our impact fee match. So it was disappointing to see that I couldn't get this on the agenda, even though I tried to do that. And as the district alderperson where all of the properties in this packet were purchased, I want to tell you how embarrassing it was for me to go to talk to a constituent about an issue, to have them say that land behind us has been purchased by MSD, and I said, no, I know they've been looking at it, but it's not purchased. And they say, oh, yeah, it's been purchased. And then they start getting angry with me because they apparently knew about this, and I didn't as their alderperson. Now, there is no reason why this couldn't be brought forward to this council. This is information I need to do my job. I need to make budget decisions based on this type of thing. And Mayor, you said you don't have it. I'm going to read you part of this email. David Grzynski of the Conservation Fund would like to know what process needs to be followed to transfer the ownership of these additional parcels to the city. Joel spoke with Mayor Olson on June 20th and received permission for staff to work on this project. However, the mayor would like to be notified prior to this item going to any board or commission. And this is dated July. So he spoke with you on June. So you've known about this, but you have not let the council members know. And we've all been sitting here wondering why MMSD isn't transferring this property to us. That's just not right. You need to start sharing information with this council so we can do our job better. That's not asking that much. Is it?
Carry through.
Is it?
Carry through. So here's the deal. I just read an email that said that I had a discussion with the city planner. Where does it say I have these documents? You all got to recognize what's going on here. We've got multiple mayors. Remember, the mayor speaks for the city, not individual aldermen. The mayor has had conversations with MMSD, specifically Kevin Schaefer. The fact that these documents exist somewhere is meaningless to me because we have professional staff working on this issue who are speaking directly to the attorneys involved. So I appreciate you wanting to help. If you want to help, you need to talk to the people who are already working on it. Because all it does is cause confusion with the people you're talking to, specifically MMSD, DNR, DOT, whoever, and sends mixed messages. Said, Mr. City Attorney.
Only that, with that hack property, a $475,000 deed from a few years ago, I think that was put in the council packet. It might be the last July packet, because that was the Butterfly property, and the transfer documents from DNR to MMSD, etc., were in front of the common council. The paperwork to do the transaction on all the other ones, I don't believe that I have seen deed, anything with relation to costs or the like, with regard to all the additions around the hack property area. And I understand from staff who did a presentation on when the map was first received from MMSD with all the properties, it's in the council packet. And I believe it was Mr. Morrow did a review of all the costs and some of just a very brief list of all the purchase prices that was per request. Some of those didn't match with what was in the register or the city assessor's office. So the simple fact of the matter is the city has to prepare the documents, and it's time consuming on the parcels. That we'll get to it. There was a reason why it didn't get done yet. And I received it from staff on July
23rd. I just want to go back to the original intent of the Kayla's Crew project was to use impact fees and take care of as much of that situation as we could. And my intention was to not use taxpayer funding. So without the land transfer, are we going to pay for anything by June?
There's currently budget appropriations for that, those purchases. So we should, it's, some of it is tax levy dollars, yes. But we're trying to move forward.
Is this, that's because the project has skyrocketed into a price that we weren't necessarily expecting? So we are now using tax levy?
No, my intention is to never use, well, is to not use the tax levy dollars. My intention is to use the match from the land value.
That's what
correct.
My understanding was and yeah. My intent was.
That's what you and I are on absolutely the same page. I think the entire council shares that opinion.
The appropriations that the $500,000 that is already in the park development fund, what is the match for that?
That $500,000 has about, I think, 40% of it. It was presumed to be impact fee, and about 60% of it are capital outlay funds, I believe. I believe coming from the
landfill site.
The landfill site. I think was the.
He's shaking his head no.
The $500,000 tended to be part of impact fees.
No, from the Kalis, but the other 500,000 for general.
Oh, that was 310,000 of landfill siting fees revenue and the balance of parking ground fees.
Mr. City Attorney?
And I understood from administration and finance with regard to these land transfers, everything done for the government should get done yesterday, but it was not an emergency where you would say, oh, you can't use these impact fees for what's going to be done unless the lands were transferred yesterday. Otherwise, that would have went up to the top of the priority instead of all the other daily top priorities that arise at deadlines.
Mr. Lubert?
It's just important to recognize with the impact fee statutes, you will spend a majority of money on parks that is not park impacting money. That is limited by statute to whatever proportion is calculated through the study that was done. For a special park like we've been talking about, that's 39%. The other 61% will come from other sources. There is a short-term strategy where we can create another special park by converting land we own and actually spend some cash out, but that cash we spend out and move from one account to another, that's going to become cash you then go out and spend on other parks as well. So in the end, the impact fee statutes are very clear. So I just want the record to be clear so no one thinks we're overspending impact fees beyond the statutory authority as calculated in your facility needs study, which is adopted after a public hearing. So I just wanted to make that clear. You will be spending the majority of your money on all of these parks projects over the next couple of years will come from things like the landfill siting revenue. That's why 2 years ago that big change was made, so that we could support the necessary impact fee expenditures that need to occur without using general property tax dollars to the greatest extent possible.
Alderman Wilhelm.
We're still on agenda item 21.
Yep.
I'm going to make a motion to direct staff to prepare a letter to MMSD notifying them that the City of Franklin is interested in accepting the green seam parcels and contingent upon final review of each parcel's obligations, conditions, and restrictions by the city attorney, and to provide a copy of the letter to the Common Council.
Is there support?
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I will point out now that when you have an urge to pick up the phone and call the city attorney, resist that urge, because it's the additional projects that come up on a rush basis that causes things like this to fall down the wayside. Item G11, and this is important stuff, folks. State of Wisconsin versus Wolford Jr., Milwaukee County Circuit Court Case 95CF95-0391, March 26th order relating to the Milwaukee County Municipality Sex Offender Residency Restriction Ordinances, Intergovernmental Cooperation Agreement for Legal Services in relation to the same. On March 26th, Judge Maroney decided that placing this Joe L. Wolford guy was too difficult for him to accomplish on petition of the Department of Corrections, so he suspended all 19 municipalities' sex offender ordinances in one fell swoop. Mr. Signature.
Mr. Mayor, as you indicated, the Circuit Court issued that order on March 26th. That's the Thursday before last. I received a copy from Assistant City Attorney Danielle Bergner in Milwaukee late the next afternoon. Council members were copied in on my correspondence to all the other municipalities representing the 19. municipalities in Milwaukee County. Meeting was had last Friday at in the hearing room at City Hall here. Discussion ultimately culminated in Milwaukee City Attorney's Office was going to submit a request to the court to reconsider. And the thought was that all of the other 18 municipalities do the same type act following the City of Milwaukee submission, and that absent the court reconsidering to pursue the matter in the appellate courts if necessary. There was a discussion at the meeting, and a representation of a law firm mentioned in the action sheet with which does substantial municipal work and also for the League of Wisconsin Municipalities Mutual, being the central firm handling the any further motions and the like for efficiency purposes. There was a subject too on that, and it was with regard to Milwaukee having a concern about its current state of its outside counsel, legal services, budget level. The thought was all the 19 municipalities equally share the costs of that legal service. That's where it was left at the meeting. There was a what was referred to as an executive team for oversight purposes, and that was the Milwaukee Assistant City Attorney Danielle Bergner, the West Dallas City Attorney Scott Post. St. Francis City Attorney Paul Alexi and his firm also represents Fox Point, West Milwaukee, and Greendale, and also me on behalf of the City of Franklin and the Village of Hales Corners. With regard to current timeline, Milwaukee did file their letter with the circuit court yesterday requesting that the judge make a determination on whether or not the court will reconsider on or before April 17, and that absent that further legal action, if it's not as requested by the City of Milwaukee, will likely occur. Within the letter from the City of Milwaukee, which was filed, they included a copy of the City of Franklin decision, City of Franklin case decision received dated July 2, 2008 from Judge Frankie, and that particular decision also addressed the issue, which is the primary focus here, preemption by state law, and Judge Frankie found that the Franklin sex offender residency restriction ordinances were not preempted by state law, amongst all the other constitutional challenges. And there was another decision, a one page from Judge Wagner from late last year in the Milwaukee case. There is one Milwaukee case pending right now with some anticipated hearing date in the next month in May. Oak Creek had the subject matter on their common council agenda last night. I understand from the city attorney that the common council authorized the city attorney to take all the necessary reasonable steps as the city attorney deemed appropriate. That was the exact same consideration that was circulated by the City of West Dallas City Attorney's Office and consideration of a resolution format. And it's two-pronger in a certain sense. Authorize the city attorney to take whatever action the city attorney deems appropriate, as well as contesting the particular circuit court decision from Thursday before last. And it also added any other courts who may state that the local ordinances are invalid, and also to enter into any agreements possibly for cost-sharing legal services, and that was the West Dallas proposal that was circulated. Oak Creek adopted it last night. The general response received from the five or six approximately municipal attorneys. Well, one step back. The Milwaukee submission yesterday afternoon also stated that in lieu of the private law firm handling the primary focus of the litigation with the executive team, that Grant Langley, Milwaukee city attorney, suggested that the city of Milwaukee take that role. There would be no costs charged to or requested to be shared by the other municipalities. And a number of other city and village attorneys responded to that correspondence stating that they're in favor of that. So that's the current understanding. I've got a motion prepared. It would allow for the city attorney's office to submit for filing a letter to subject circuit court requesting reconsideration and vacating of the order, and also to take whatever other steps are necessary in the event that the order remains on the books as is, and also to enter into any cost-sharing agreements, which, as of today, Milwaukee said there will be none. So, if there's any questions, I do have a motion prepared. The motion is, and this, in sum and substance, is exactly what Oak Creek adopted last night. It's a different form, and it's the same as West Dallas has before its governing body tonight. A motion to direct and authorize the city attorney to take all reasonable and necessary legal and equitable measures to uphold and ensure the continued validity of the City of Franklin sex offender residency restriction ordinances, including, but not limited to contest the March 26, 2015 order in State of Wisconsin versus Wolford Jr., Milwaukee County Circuit Court case number 95CF950391, and to cooperate with other municipalities and to enter into an agreement or agreements on behalf of the city for mutual representation, cost sharing, and such other matters necessary or convenient to preserve and protect the validity and enforceability of the Franklin ordinances.
I'll second that.
This is important. I think the city attorney, there is no better city attorney to handle this kind of case than our city attorney, bar none. I hope you'll all support this measure because, frankly, I'm not comfortable with putting our ordinances' validity in the hands of another municipality who may not have the same motivation or interest in successful outcomes. So I urge you all to do that. This is serious business here. Any other discussion? Mr. Roberta.
Staff understands if there are any expenditures that come from this out of that motion, it would be coming from the general fund authorized contingency allocation.
This is considered litigation expense. This is not one of those under the table. I forget about things, Jesse. Any other discussion on the motion?
Well, I'm not sure I know what that means.
We'll talk about it.
It
means you sent us a bill for this, not like you usually do, working 24 hours and only sent us a bill for eight.
It's a separate project.
It's important.
Jesse, can you get a copy of that? That's possible.
Copy of the motion?
Yeah. Because I couldn't type that fast.
Alderman Dandridge.
One quick question. Is he going to be working in cooperation with Milwaukee County? Or with other lawyers? We're working on our own.
He can work with other lawyers, but he's not tied to Milwaukee.
Okay.
Correct? Is that your interpretation?
Well, every municipality is independent, but the goal is to work on these same filings and be consistent and comment accordingly. So obviously, client is primary. But there will be a cooperative effort.
Okay.
And as with any other matter, if whatever unforeseen happens down the road, that's very different than what might be anticipated. The council and the mayor would be advised accordingly. Okay.
There is nobody that will do this better than Jesse. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, yes. Can we ask that that's recorded as unanimous?
Let's take a roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
The record will reflect the individual votes and mark it as unanimous. Item G12 can wait till, so is there a motion to table to the 17th?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'm sorry, but first.
Who made the motion? Doug did.
Okay, sorry.
Alderman Wong.
Could you just pick out the item or two items that you feel are really important? Because I think Alderman Mayor had the right idea to table the item. So, do you have any particular ones? Otherwise, I think Alderman Mayor's motion.
Item 14 is timely.
Is there a motion to approve item G14? Motion to allow contract with Inspiron Logistics for emergency notification system automatically renew in accordance with the terms of the contract at the same rate of $9,600 in release payments.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You what? Mark, you need 15?
Second. 15 can hold over as long as you realize the mayor is going to make the emergency appointment until the subsequent meeting where you can address it as council.
Aren't we already using him?
Pardon?
Aren't we already using him as a part-time?
Just for an extra week.
Item G15.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
The motion is to authorize building inspection to retain additional part-time building inspector during 2015.
You didn't let her make her motion.
I'm making it, but I'm reading it for her. Is that right? Because all you did was
make... I just had a little bit I was going to add on to it.
Alderman Mayor.
Motion to authorize building inspection to retain an additional part-time building inspector during 2015 to an extent that does not exceed current budgeted appropriations under the condition that email policy set by the Director of Administration related to the hold on addressing aldermanic complaints be rescinded.
Second.
I'm not aware of such a restriction.
Well, we got a notification that the building inspection department was very busy and wasn't able to handle the complaints and stuff. So I'm hoping that this person will alleviate that constraint, especially now that it's coming into the busy time of year.
It's your department.
Clarification on the motion.
That was our intent is the person will enable us to do two things, as the write-up says, to provide training for the two new people so that someone is doing work while the two new people, and one of the main duties of one of the new people, since that was his very specific and strong background, that we're going to let him go when he's not getting training on complaint enforcement. So it's our expectation to say.
Okay, right, I just want to clarify that in the motion. That's fine.
That's fine. Let's just all have the expectation that this is not a light switch.
Well, that's fine, but we can still say the motion as is.
Alderman Long.
I was fine with their motion. I just didn't hear all the exact words about the addition other than I heard the part about rescinding the complaints, but I didn't hear the exact part. Could you please reread that?
Alderman Mayor's got the motion.
Comment. It was under the condition that the email policy set by the Director of Administration related to the hold or on addressing aldermanic complaints be rescinded.
Yes, that was my second.
Alderman Evans.
Does that mean the letters currently being sent to constituents will cease then?
Yes.
And again, I'd like the council members to nod up and down that they understand this is not a light switch situation. It's going to take some time to work through the backlog and get current. You all understand that?
Well, I think it's really good timing.
Got a guy that's going to be good for complaints. All right. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Landscape easement can wait. But you need the paving contract? Item G17, is there a motion to adopt resolution 2015, whatever, a resolution awarding the bid in accordance with the attached engineering department recommendations for bituminous and aggregate materials?
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. 19 can wait. 20 can wait.
You can approve 18.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
This is item 18.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We did 21. I got to tell you, 22 is very important. I'm tempted to schedule a special meeting.
Move to table. So, to table the community hall items.
Second.
Hold on one second. Need a date on that, and I'm here to tell you, item C is timely and important. You're going to run the risk of violating the contract, and there's a lot of employees looking for their direction.
This is a point of clarification. It wouldn't violate the contract, but it could delay the study by the same number of weeks. So, but it wouldn't be a contract violation.
I
asked
for a date.
Pardon me?
The next committee of the whole is fine.
No, it would be your next meeting, 2 weeks.
Oh. Or just that?
Yeah.
The other one's fine.
Yeah.
So the motion is to table item C to the April 17th meeting. The rest of the items tabled at a call of the chair. Oh. That's your motion?
That's fine.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's turn to G19 real quick. Motion to authorize intergovernmental agreement for purchase of new election equipment. We had in the budget $40,000. Milwaukee County is getting generous. Our net cost is substantially less than that. The clerk recommends approval. We don't have much choice.
Move to approve.
Mr. City Attorney.
I believe the recommended council action was subject to review
by the City Attorney.
We have a motion and a second between the two of us.
Including City Attorney, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Licenses.
Licenses. Licensing Committee would like to make the following recommendation. Operator new, Alicia Mogo, approved with a letter. Class B combination new, Iron Mikes. It would be approved subject to the current license holder surrendering his license to the city. Operator renewals, Wendy Burleigh approved. Operator new, Randy Barris approved. Operator new, Connell denied. Operator new.
The reason behind the denial?
It was illegal.
Felony.
You got a picture. Mr. City Attorney.
And just a single felony?
No, multiple.
And habitually having been a law offender. Is that part of it?
Yes.
Substantially related to the licensed activity.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the record.
Operator new, Zoe Gasper approved. Operator renewal, Desiree Hart approved. Operator renewal, Kristen Kowalski approved. Operator new, Justin Stozik approved. Operator new, Jeffrey Allen Torzala approved. People Uniting for the Betterment of Life and Investment for the Franklin Lacrosse Club, that was hold and for future, for our next meeting. And then Mobile Home Court, Franklin Mobile LLC, approved. And
second.
Discussion? Simple majority. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Sorry, guys, I've only done this before.
So I'm going to read this out.
Okay.
You just need to know who moved and seconded it. All right, guys, ready? Item I-1, is there a motion approving the net general checking account? City vouchers ranges 155862 through 156061 in the amount of $959,005.98, dated March 13th through April 1st.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Excuse me, it's second. Madam Clerk, the roll, please.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 6 ayes, no noes. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving net payroll dated April 3rd, 2015, amount of $346,620.23, and payment of matching payroll deductions in the amount of $191,449.62 plus matching payments were required.
So moved.
Second.
We're getting a trend here. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Andrea.
Vote is 6 ayes, no noes, motion carries. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated April 17th, 2015, estimated $345,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated $356,000, plus city matching payments were required?
So moved.
Second.
All right, we're going to do Dan Mayer, just keeping it real, and S. Mayer for a second. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Mayer. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
The vote is 6 ayes, no noes, motion carries. Is there a motion approving property tax refunds and settlements in the ranges of 14850 to 14853 in the amount of $538.34 dated March 12th through April 3rd?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Vote is 6 ayes, no noes. Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.